continuing the show.
So yeah,
I'm gonna have to probably decline when I get the next thing. But you know, we get back. That's the Ghost Rider. She, you know.
Yeah, we was talking about assets, proven assets. And, you know, we left off on a vehicle using a which way? How would you determine if your your assets are assets? If you like we were saying earlier, if you have a vehicle, right, and you go and get it off the lot, you're paying a car note for it. And if you're driving that vehicle to work to make more money to put in your pocket, then it's an asset. Now, if it's, you know, if you're going to school or you're using it, you know, it's just sitting outside your house or driving it, you know, to the club or something like that, then it's a liability. Now, you know, and the same thing goes for if you have an apartment. Your apartment can be an asset. You don't necessarily have to have a mortgage or own a property. If you got an apartment that you rent out, go get a couple of your partners and a couple of your friends and everybody go in on this, you know, in this apartment, two-bedroom apartment, and have everybody, man, put some money into that apartment. Now you, into your pocket, now it's an asset.
Right, right, right. Even if you rent, you said.
If you, even if you rent.
Like leasing, yeah.
Now, if you go and get your mortgage, and obviously, you know, the same thing applies. If you know, if it's an asset or not, you know, and you know, that's just basically, are you just living in a house, and you know, not making no money off the place, and you just paying mortgage, and that money, that capital is coming out of your pocket to pay the mortgage. So that's a liability.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, if you want this, if you want this house to generate some income, you know, or that property to be generate passive income, then you need to be renting that place out, or renting out a piece of the property.
Ooh.
And you're gonna have to rent out a very large piece of that property, and it's not, you're not gonna be able to really use that property for living. For yourself.
Right.
You don't have to rent it out, man. Rent it out. Rent it out. Rent it out. Get rid of it. You know, it's always going to remain your property, but get rid of the space, meaning make some money off of it.
You said fill in that vacant space.
Yeah. Fill in, I mean, yeah.
Keep that money. Keep.
Turn that garage into a whole room.
Turn that garage into an asset?
Turn the garage into an asset. Right.
You said it started from the mindset, though.
1 second, y'all.
You know, we riding right now. DJ Fidico, I'm going to trim it up, edit it. But we riding and getting navigation. We on our way to work. We doing
man, like how she know?
Five different things right now.
Holla Vi if you don't stop by and see me.
Doing five different things at the same time. So we riding. Dang. We doing podcasts. We getting incoming calls, knocking the show. We get knocked all the way around the board when you trying to go aim for the gold. And you wanna, you know, you live, and this is what happens. So everybody got a phone, so everybody can hit you. Stay focused, y'all. You know, we stay on the go regardless of what's happening. That's why I love the podcasting, because you guys can get your information out there while you're on the road in your hands, you know, and it's free, you know. And I love to share information. We love to have DJ Vidico come and spill, you know, some good encouragement and knowledge and good sharing information that we need over the digital wave. So, you know, we riding. And I really thank you guys for riding with us on the Real Estate Radio Show. Again, we having issues. It's a car trying to come out here in the middle of everything. An oversized load. He just want to come out with 2 miles per hour. Don't put on his blinkers while we doing podcasts and getting directions. Riding. So, this is what the world, this is what our life has came to. You know, and keep your mind on building. Keep your mindset correct. Keep your mindset on the proper things and the priorities straight, so that, you know, just like, and we was listening to something from Nip earlier, right? We was saying, I'm saying, don't take it too seriously. You always have a, you know, keep a sense of humor, you know, and if you're going to rob with a business, believe in yourself. You got some businesses going or whatever. You got cracking. Put it on your back and hold the weight. Hold the load.
And we made it to the
15th. Stay in control.
Wait. You made it out here. Damn. Oh, we out here. Yeah, you know, we out here. Rancho Cucamonga. Got to do a couple stops. Stop by. One of my... you know, connections into this assisted living business, man. They got this assisted living business going on heavy out here, and you know, it's providing for the elders, man. And you know, the baby boomers is on their way, and you know, it's for the love, it's to help them out, man. And you know,
tell them a little more about the company that's up and coming. Do you want to spill it down or what? Can you tell them a little bit about what you're working on now?
I'm in the process of
with the merchandise, the e-commerce, and the
I'm in the process right now. First of all, is opening my own board and care. Mm-hmm. So we're working on that right now, and we also have an online e-commerce platform where we provide a lot of accessories for the elders.
Is this therapeutic or is it?
It's therapeutic. It's therapeutic.
Okay.
It's affordable, you know. So that we'll give y'all that location that
we'll give out the links when you get set. Okay.
Yep. And check it out. You know.
Right.
Like I was saying earlier, you know, we opening up the assisted living facility.
Right.
And it's going to be real nice, and much love. Going to be there. Happy Care Living.
Okay, Happy Care Living. What is the company called again, V?
Happy Care Living.
It's Happy Care Living. Y'all look out for Happy Care Living. It's coming to an assisted living
1-2-3.
Home near you.
1-2-3.
1-2-3. 1-2-3 is Happy Care Living. 1-2-3, you know, it's baby steps. You know, that's what it means. 1-2-3, you take one step, two step, get you a third step. But you gotta take steps, right? Right, Vidigo, you gotta take your steps. Happy Care Living. 1-2-3, da da. Platforms, you know, you guys look out. It'll be branded power websites like Shopify, stuff like that. That's a whole nother episode, whole nother concept, whole nother subject. That's on D3. That's a whole nother podcast with the power of social media, e-commerce, and online digital information. Well, yeah. So you're saying that's what you got cracking, Vidico?
Yep.
Home living, assisted living, and what is that particularly dealing with? Is that a form of asset too? With investments, we're gonna wrap it up in a minute. We're just trying to give you all a little touch for the day while we're on the freeway.
Yep, that's what we on right now, and in the future we got stuff coming up. So yeah, we'll keep y'all posted. We got stuff swinging in the air right now on the freeway, not real safe, but
yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
That crane right there.
It's a crazy crane. Used to deal with those. Whoa.
But yeah.
So we hollering
at y'all.
So yeah, we thank DJ Vidico for coming through and hitting us with the information on the assets, about the car, you know, the webs, the in-home living, the assisted living, the mindset, changing your liability to an actual asset, which is connected to real estate, and always keep your mind on leveraging, because it's constantly changing with these days. You know, it's from the multi-family units to single home units, living, housing, low income to hotel chains to Airbnb to, you know, filling in the gaps, man. Filling in these vacancies and creating assets. And terminating these liabilities. It's Real Estate Radio. Y'all, it's DJ Royal Tay, aka Crypto, DJ Vidico. Saying peace and love. Continue to build. continue to aim for your goals and invest in yourself. Keep the belief. As Nipsey Hussle would say, believe in yourself. Keep it. Big dogs. Rolling with the big dogs and, you know, do your thing, man. It's baby steps out here. Crack your head on the wall. Break through these walls like Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook says. Keep busting through these walls. Keep banging your head. Keep busting through the walls. You're going to hit your head and you're going to break through at the end of the day. We at the States. Cheers.